When I first see out as a father of smoke control, it did hurt me
politically,
but I still won
re-election,
understand?
Did you ever meet up with anti-Semitism in any of your community pursuits?
I can't say that.
Nothing in an overt fashion.
There may have been a little. As a general proposition, I was so active in civic life and doing so much good for the city that I can't say that I was affected by anti-Semitism. I can't say. I think I was affected at all by anti-Semitism. It may have been indirect, I don't know.
Your one of your major cultural interests was the Carnegie Institute and the library, of course.
The library and Carnegie Institute and Carnegie Institute of Technology, which is now the Carnegie Mellon University. And here's what happened. When I was appointed judge of the Orphans Court, which was really a probate court, naturally I had to resign from city council, and Dave Oldham was selected to
replace you on council.
Take my place. And you got a copy of the speech that Dave Lawrence made.
Yes.
But the most interesting thing was that I had done so much, particularly for the library. Oh.
Yes.
The library. The library, Andrew Carnegie, when he established. Is that in there?
That's in the interview that you gave to Mr. Walters at that time.
And it was only $50,000 we had spent. When I left, we were giving them $1,700,000 because I was always fighting to treat the library employees. I was chairman of the committee. That was a separate, it wasn't a part of the city, it was a separate organization. And
then it was a natural step for you to go.
The three institutions used to meet annually in the mayor's conference room. And to my surprise, their constitution did not provide for honorary trustees. And to my surprise, they amended, each one of them separately, amended their constitutions to permit honorary trustees. And I'm the first honorary trustee of the three institutions. That's how it happened.
I think you enjoyed that association very much with all three of them. And then Charlotte was included in many of the activities of the Carnegie Institute, was she not?
Well, Carnegie Museum of Art.
Yes.
Carnegie Museum of Art. She was arch to the Carnegie Museum of Art. I joined the Beth Shalom Synagogue.
When you moved to Squirrel Hill?
Charlotte didn't like to go up there, and she asked me to join Rosh Shalom Temple. So I belonged to both of them. So So in a way, at one time, particularly when my son was bar mitzvahed, I was going to heaven in three directions: the Hebrew Institute, the Beth Shalom Synagogue, and the Road of Shalom Temple.
Mm.
But then I don't belong to. If you don't put, I don't. My life.
You were very active all your life.
Every type of Jewish organization. I was on the Federation of Jewish Philanthropy. I was a director at one time of the Montefiore Hospital. I was a director, a trustee of United Jewish Fund, and so forth and so on. And I campaigned on every Jewish cause. I campaigned. I was a Zionist. I was very strongly for Israel and Zionism.
In the earlier years, that was not always a popular stand to take, was it?
What?
In the earlier years, is that when you always, were you always in favor of the establishment of Israel?
Yes, always. Always.
And that was always. Not always a popular
stand. I don't know
stand.
Whether I would ever criticize for it. I don't know about that, but I was always a Zionist.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever travel there? Did you ever travel there?
No, I never went there. No. On our honeymoon, which was 1928, and which was depth, later on became the depth of a depression. But 1928, I was practicing law only. And we spent our honeymoon in Europe for 76 days. And
you didn't travel a great deal following that trip.
We always went to Miami Beach. Or I couldn't go for a very lengthy period. But when I retired as a judge, January, February, and March, we always went away. And We sold our house on Bell Rock Street because my wife had a backache and she didn't want to walk upstairs, so we moved to the Kenmore Apartments.
And how long have you been in Sarasota? About 7 or 8 years?
We came here April 17th, 1974. That's the date we came here. Permanently. Oh, we used to come here.
Yeah.
We used to come here January, February, March a few times, understand? And at Sarasota and Charlotte, her doctors advised her to move to a warmer climate. So we moved down here.
And you became a part of this community?
Yes, I'm, no, I...
Not an active part?
I'm not an active part in anything in this community. I should, and that's the biggest mistake I made. I was always an expert on the colonial history of America. I wrote a treaties, but you don't want to be bothered with reading.
Well, tell us, just tell us when you did that.
Huh?
Tell us what part of the history you included in that treatise.
Up until the Bill of Rights was signed, and I should have gone over to New College and offered to teach American history for no charge. I wouldn't take any money. Once I retired as a judge, I quit practicing law in Pittsburgh. A firm wanted me to go with them, but I turned it down. I said, I'm no longer, people called me up on legal matters, and I says, no, I'm not practicing law anymore. When I retired as a judge, I quit practicing law. I haven't practiced law.
And you didn't get into any other type of, you didn't get into any other type of commitment either?
No, except I was very active still in civic life.
Yes.
When I retired as a judge. I still belong to all those organizations that I brought civic right offer to Pittsburgh and
yes.
so forth and so
and
on.
And you still continued your interest in all of those pursuits?
Oh, yes, sure. Sure. No, I didn't lose my interest. If you're not a public official, naturally, my main interest would be Jewish affairs. Although I did participate, for instance, like the Children's Hospital, I participated in the campaign for the Children's Hospital.
These comments are in response to a question asked Judge Wolk in regard to what he might have been interested in if he were not in politics, or what advice he might give to other people in a community.
Actually, my main interest would have been Jewish affairs. No question about that. Before I became a councilman, I wasn't, I don't recall being active. Oh yes, I was active. Yes, I was active in one thing. I started the citizenship program. I don't know whether it was when I was a councilman or not.
But do you feel
that's in there, isn't there? I was
yes.
the father of
yes.
Constitution Day,
yes.
Bill of Rights, that's in there.
Yes.
I was a councilman already.
But you feel that having been a councilman, you were able to accomplish a great deal more because of that position?
Yes. I think I told you this. My activity in Jewish affairs lessened completely because I became so interested in civic affairs. And I once asked Leon Falk, I said, I've been criticized that I'm not as active in Jewish affairs as I used to be. He says, you're doing more for the Jews in Pittsburgh by your great activity in civic affairs. And that was his answer to what I said, I've been criticized, I'm not as active as I used to be.
Thank you very much. This is a short addition to the portion of the interview concerning Judge Wolk's experience as a councilman. Would you start by saying, about Enoch Rao?
Enoch Rao was the first Jewish councilman.
He was appointed in?
He was appointed when the new council of nine men they used to have a big council. Then they created the nine-men council. Enoch Rao was appointed by the governor as one of the nine. And he died in 1919, and I was the first Jewish councilman after his death when I was elected in 1937.
This completes the interview with Judge Abel Wolk in Sarasota, Florida, on Friday, February 26, 1982. This is Martha Rosen. I must add two corrections. One, Shelley, whose name was Rochelle, had been named for Judge Wolk's mother, Rachel. Number two, her husband now is Dr. Solon Holstein, H-O-L-S-T-E-I-N, in Eureka, California. He is in clinical psychology, and Shelley, who is also in clinical psychology, received her master's at UCLA. In addition to the recorded material on these tapes, I enclose an envelope that has in it the copy of the song of Abe Wolk and Maurice Battalny. And I include a copy of a letter from Cy Steinhauser of the Pittsburgh Press of a tribute to Judge Wolk from Mr. Steinhauser and Mr. Leach from the Pittsburgh Press. Mr. Leach was a late editor of the paper. There is also a copy of a fairly complete biographical sketch of Abe L. Wolk that might add or clarify some of the material on the tapes. Furthermore, there is a copy of the Proceedings of the Council of the City of Pittsburgh from Tuesday, May 15, 1956. This was the municipal record of the council meeting at the time that Dave Albin was replacing Mr. Wolk in council, and there are two beautiful tributes talking about the career of Mr. Wolk in council and in the city, one by Charles F. Dinan, D-I-N-A-N, and the other by Mayor Lawrence. I quote the final, or one of the paragraphs of Mayor Lawrence's tribute to Abel Wolk. In my many years of activity in political and public affairs, I can think of no man who has brought more accomplishment to community improvement and more honor to governmental service than Abe Wolk. I also include two quotes from Mayor Lawrence's speech. Pittsburgh has grown greater because of Abe Wolk. Pittsburgh has become a better community for living and for working because of Abe Wolk. The future of this city is brighter, more full of great expectations, more optimistic and confident because of Abe Wolk.